Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
I can't wait.
Well, you're going to have to wait one more second. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Mark Simon works for Sports Info Solutions. He joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show each week, talking baseball. Mark, I'm going to give you the pleasant greeting before Steve jumps on you about Yasmani Grandal. Appreciate the time, as always, my friend.
Oh, good afternoon. I can't wait. Bring it.
So tell me, what happened? I mean, his numbers. I knew he wasn't playing all that well, but earlier here in the hour, we were talking about the biggest mistake that maybe David Stearns made this year. And I said setting Keston Hiura back down the last time was the biggest mistake. And then I forgot that they should have brought back Derek Johnson. So that became my first one, and Hiura became the second one. But then people were tweeting about giving Grandal all that money or not trading Grandal earlier when he was actually playing really well offensively. So then I called up the game log to see month by month and didn't realize he was as bad as he actually was at this point. So do you think he's just getting tired, or what do you think's happening?
A lot of catchers run into trouble in the second half of the season. That's not, I think, that unusual. I think it's a little bit of a course correction, perhaps. Yeah, I think that's what it is. He was never going to be – it was funny when we were talking about how great he had been, but he was never going to be like this 280 hitter. There's nothing in his track record that said that he was going to be 280 with 30 home runs. So we were enjoying it while it lasted, and then by the end of the year, it'll come out to fairly similar to probably other years, maybe a little bit better. He's chasing at a rate a little higher than – last year, and he's been a fairly aggressive hitter, and I imagine that pitchers are now starting to take advantage of that.
What about defensively? How does he rank defensively amongst other catchers in baseball? Because obviously before they got Yasmani Grandal, and when they got Yasmani Grandal, I was like, oh my God, all the pass balls we saw last year, I don't really want to deal with this all year long. And his credit, really hasn't had that many pass balls throughout the year this year, and you and others were talking about how great he was at framing pitches and so forth, and that's what he really brought to the table. So how is he stacked up with the rest of the league this year?
He hurts in one area, and that's the stolen base prevention. Guys have run on him pretty well. He's thrown out 13 out of 53, which is not a particularly good rate.
No.
But his pitch framing is good. It's not like out of this world, but it's good. It's solid. His pitch blocking is good to acceptable. The thing that is weird is that Pena has been, in the few games that he's caught, they're 13-4 mm-hmm. when Pena has caught, or I'm sorry, 13-8, and his numbers have been pretty good. So he's making Yasmani Grandal look, I guess, a little worse. But I think he's still a very good defensive catcher. You guys don't let 2 to 3 to 4 weeks get in the way of 3 good months.
And Yasmani definitely against left-handed pitching. That's where the biggest issue in his average has been. It's close to like 210 right there for what he's done against left-handed pitching, opening up the door for Manny Pena to get a little bit more playing time.
Right, yeah. I guess that hurts you when you have to face Koshaw and Rich Hill in the postseason.
Right.
But I think over 162 games, you want the guy that's going to be a really good hitter against right-handed pitching. He's still one of the best offensive catchers in baseball. I would take him, and I don't think there are going to be any regrets at the end of the year with 1 year for 18 and change or whatever it was.
Mark, let's talk about something a lot more enjoyable, and that's Keston Hiura for what he has done. On the surface right now, the comparisons and the people that are talking about Keston and what he's shown so far. Rick Sweet, the minor league AAA manager for the San Antonio Missions Brewers affiliate, said that he reminded him of a couple players that he had coached. Edgar Martinez and Ken Griffey Jr. were the two that he named. Brian Snitker, manager of the Braves yesterday, just said, like, this kind of athlete, the dude, the barrel-to-ball skills that he has, people make busts for those kinds of guys in Cooperstown. What's the barrel-to-ball rate, or is that a quantifiable stat when you look at what Keston Hira has done? Because he just squares up so many baseballs and sprays them all over the place.
Yeah, his hard hit rate is pretty good. I don't have the exact in front of me, but it's pretty solid. I'm looking at kind of like an estimate for that right now, and it's fairly impressive. The 9 home runs, if you got a guy who hits 9 and 124 at-bats, that's a guy who's going to hit 35 to 40. I don't want to say that's quite Pete Alonso, but he's been pretty impressive. It's funny, you guys had asked about guys who were aggressive swingers early in the count against breaking balls, and his name came up when I took a glance at like a leaderboard for that in terms of he had a bunch of hits against those pitches. So that's a good sign. I think that the aggressiveness will be interesting to see how it plays, because like for some guys it plays fine, like Jeff McNeil in New York is a good example. He has a similar rate of like chasing and swinging aggressively in the strike zone, and he's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This guy turns out to be like that with some 30 home run power. That's Ryan Sandberg, right? Like that's a yep. superstar kind of player.
That's right, superstar. That's exactly what I think.
Jeff McNeil is one of my favorite players in baseball, too.
Keston Hira is going to be a beast. Okay, so let's talk about something else I wanted to get your thoughts on, because I heard a discussion the other day listening to MLB radio, and they were talking about, it appeared to them, having watched baseball this year, that hitters were doing really, really well on first pitches that were off-speed pitches this year than in previous years. So on like 0-0 counts, you've seen a curve, seen a changeup, whatever the case may be, and guys are hammering these early count off-speed pitches. Does the data back that up?
So it does in a way, and I actually looked. I looked at like 2019 versus 2014-15-ish for this, and the rate of swinging is a little bit higher. So yes, there are more swings against those pitches. The reason I think you can see it with the eye is because there are a lot more first pitch breaking balls and off speed pitches than there used to be.
Yeah.
That seems to be more of a thing in pitching now, that guys are not going to start off with fastballs and that there's no such thing as test ball count anymore. And so as a result, there are more off speed pitches thrown early. And if you're getting, and it's something on which guys do get a lot of hits, you're going to be able to figure that out with the naked eye. So I would say that, yeah, the data backs up what those guys were talking about.
Mark, what's the data? Obvious. I know the amount of home runs are off the charts, and the hard hit ball rate is one of the cool stats in finding out how barreled up balls are now leaving the ballpark with the launch angle craze, where he hits 62 home runs, or Cody Bellinger hits 62 home runs or more. For you, Mark Simon, a guy that's covered baseball and knows baseball inside and out, watched it so many different times in so many different eras, is that more impressive to you in a single-season home run champion than what Barry Bonds did, closer to what Roger Maris did back in the 60s?
I knew you were going to ask that. I hate that question. I will say yes, but I will say it with the asterisk that Barry Bonds was still, regardless of what he was doing, was still really great and a very impressive hitter. But, Yelich, the hard hit rate for him now is over 40%, which pretty much means that on a typical night, he's going to get he could get 2 hard hit balls in a given night, and it wouldn't be that unusual, which is, I think, hard for a major leaguer to do. This run that he's on is one of the all-time great things, I would say, when you put it to history and you put it to Roger Maris and things like that. And it is pretty cool. I hate the question, who's the rightful all-time home run champion, but I will just say that they're both very impressive. The Yelich thing has its own little dot next to it because of the way the ball seems to be jumping off bats these days. But so, he's been fantastic.
So you would also have the asterisk next to the balls, also as many will have because of the performance of Barry Bonds with the performance enhancers beliefs.
Right, and even if you go back to Babe Ruth, when Babe Ruth hit the 60, like nobody else hit any.
Yep.
And admittedly, he was playing in a ballpark that was conducive to what he was doing. But I think Babe Ruth is probably the more impressive than all of them, just to have hit that many home runs.
Well, Mark Simon's baseball knowledge and numbers and sabermetrics that you bring to the Wendy's Big Show each week, that's what's truly impressive. We'll talk next week, Wednesday, 3:48, my man.
Thanks. I hope we have good Brewer things to talk about.
And I also hope that maybe Mickey Callaway can make the Mets some more news, and then we can make fun of you for that, too, because, Mark, it is one of my favorite things to do.
There you go.
That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.